Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I made it through this entire holiday weekend without eating a bite of turkey. One bite of turkey.
Because it wasn't offered or because you just didn't bother? Because
I was sick as a dog.
Ah.
I didn't get,
well,
I didn't
that'll
get
do it.
The option.
That'll do it.
But it made me think that my God, like, at any point did I miss that turkey? No.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I tried to not eat turkey. I loaded up on sides.
Sides given.
Because I'd rather eat the sides.
Many people would.
But I did still have some.
I mean, so you did, what?
I broke eventually.
I don't want to ask you, was the turkey good? Because then it's like, okay, I'm going to insult the person.
I just feel like the turkey is a part of it.
I mean, it is. You know, it's.
It accents everything
else.
It's
like the binder.
Exactly. It's the glue that holds the meal together.
Yeah, it's the protein that makes it.
Not the stuffing, it's the turkey.
Yeah, exactly. It's the step in between all of these sides. Because the middle of the plate or whatever. No, I didn't at no point until I was waking up this morning. And thought to myself, dude, there was no turkey consumed. Not regular turkey, fresh turkey, smoked turkey, fried turkey, leftover turkey, nothing.
Not even a turkey sandwich.
Not even a turkey sandwich. Because I went to a Thanksgiving celebration early last week. And like it still did not, like we did barbecue. So that got me out of that one.
You didn't have sides either? You had nothing.
I had nothing.
Nothing.
No, I did have sides.
Sitting Thanksgiving.
Because while I was sitting there sweating in bed, my wife thought she was still going to make it to Thanksgiving. She had not fallen yet. And so she prepared sweet potato casserole, broccoli salad, cranberry sauce, a few other things, deviled eggs. And then she got taken out. And so those were the sides that I had. Not entirely horrible.
Broccoli salad, huh?
Broccoli... It's better than green bean casserole. Like, come on. What do you want me to
One's
say?
One's a little more classic than the other. I'm not saying it's bad. Just surprising.
We are a family of innovation. A family of innovation.
So did you have the flu or what was it?
I have no clue. I actually don't know. Like, I don't know what I feel like I've gotten sick.
That's taking everybody down.
Dude, something is going great. Yeah, something is. If you catch the flu this year, you're going to, apparently this is a bad one. But no, I don't know. I'm better today. We're back
Good.
At work.
Yay.
It's December. Hooray. Good morning, y'all. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Hey, guess what? I know the next Texans home game is not this weekend. It is the next weekend.
Oh, but it's December.
Yeah, man.
There are so many events.
The tickets got to go.
Yeah, and you got to start planning in advance.
The tickets got
to
go.
Making up your excuses to get out of things.
This might be your excuse. The Wheel of Texans returns coming up around 8:30 this morning.
But before that, apparently Black Friday broke records. Tracy Lawrence broke out his biggest fryer ever, and Houston deputies broke up an actual cockfighting ring.
Oh, love to see it.
The things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
I was literally about to say, what soft economy? And then I look at this link that you just sent me.
I don't know what.
People are selling their gold
for extra,
to survive.
Yeah, I don't know what you have over there. But I was sending you that when you said that Black Friday set records. And I don't know what to believe anymore. Because I literally am just looking at this thing. My people are like, hey,
cost
look,
gold,
gold's pretty
very high.
High.
Very
yeah,
high
it's like,
right
it's
now.
Really high. And people are like, you know, I'm going to sell the family jewels.
Before you sell your kidneys, sell your gold.
Go sell your gold. People going to the gold getting place with their grandma's stuff. You're like, I need some extra cash.
Please, sir.
Please, I need some cash. I need to survive. Meanwhile, Katie's got something over there that says we're all
dude,
rich as hell.
Dude, shoppers spent a record $11.8 billion. billion with a B.
How?
Online.
What am I?
During Black Friday.
Just the online?
9.1% more than last year. People also spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't get it, dude.
The busiest online shopping hours were between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when shoppers spent $12.5 million every minute. $12.5 million every minute.
Again, are there enough people out there that can, you know, splurge on? Yes.
Do
some people have credit cards that aren't maxed out? Yeah, presumably.
But everything was up. Retail sales online and in stores up 4.1%.
Because stuff was more expensive? Does that make a difference?
I don't know. They say people bought fewer items, but they spent more money. So yeah, prices went up.
Or they're buying expensive stuff.
Or they're more careful with their money because they're worried about jobs and tariffs and all that.
I don't get it, dude. I truly don't understand if this is like the best economy ever.
Or the worst.
Or we're all falling apart.
It's very confusing.
Oh,
very
crazy.
Confusing. Wow. So let's switch gears, talk about something definitely good.
Yes.
And that would be Tracy Lawrence's Mission Possible Turkey Fry in concert.
We talked to him about this.
We love Tracy Lawrence. He is such a gem.
We ran into him at a concert in the country. And we were specifically talking about like, hey, dude, have you ever thought about taking that show on the road?
Yeah, because we wanted him to come to
what it take to get you to
tag team with us here.
He looked at us like,
crazy. Do you know what this undertaking entails?
Yeah.
A lot, as it turns out. Because this year, the benefit was a massive success, but there was also a slight bump in the road, which I'll get to in a minute, could have ruined everything.
Okay.
But he said, I cannot imagine a better 20th anniversary for the Mission Possible Turkey Frying Concert, which started as a day of uncertainty, turned into a day our community came together in a way I couldn't have imagined. I was blown away once again by the kindness of our neighbors. Now, the day of uncertainty he's referring to. At 5:15 a.m., he gets a call saying that the truck carrying 600 frozen turkeys that were already spoken for had broken down. The turkeys were thawing, they were unusable, and off the side of the road.
Oh, dude.
So he puts the word out online, on social media, TV, and through word of mouth that like, hey,
I need 600 birds.
We need a bunch of turkeys.
Wow.
And the community came through, donated more than enough birds to make up for the loss.
Get out of here.
So he fed over 50,000 families with that turkey frying concert and raised a record-breaking $355,000 for Mission Possible, including $250,000 in a check presented to Nashville.
It's one of the cool. It's legitimately one of the coolest things. And yes, he is a gem.
He's the best.
One of the best dudes from that generation you will ever meet.
And let's talk about cockfights in Houston.
Yes.
I guess deputies were called to a barbershop in Northwest Harris County yesterday.
Barbershop, you say?
Where they uncovered some roosters who were doing a lot more than crowing.
Okay.
It was an anonymous call after 2 p.m. They said that there was rooster fighting going on at this location on Little York Road near Alden Westfield. Two deputies were dispatched to check it out.
I mean, if you roll up on that is an alarming sight to see.
Yeah, well, and then the people inside started to run, which is never a good sign.
As they tend to when the cockfight gets broke out. Yes.
So inside the barbershop, they found at least 70, possibly more than 100 roosters that were used for fighting. Surprisingly, most of the birds were alive.
That's encouraging.
I thought that would end a lot differently.
I mean, that is encouraging. Maybe, and like I don't know what you do with them when you.
Oh, no, I don't either. But the sheriff's office added, although the building is officially listed as a barbershop, deputies did not find any hair cutting supplies inside.
The barbershop was a cockfighting ring.
It was a front.
Katie likes gambling. I actually like gambling too.
I don't like that kind of gambling.
Please don't associate my
love of scratch off tickets with cockfighting.
Very much not. How hard up for a gambling, like to bet on something, would you have to be? Honest to God.
I guess you've already exhausted all your gold. Where do you turn next? So the four individuals were detained and will likely face animal cruelty charges and potentially additional charges.
Insane.
We'll have to wait and see.
Wow.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Happy December 1st.
I love that it's a Monday.
Yeah.
And that we're doing a show.
Very fresh.
Like the beginning of your advent calendar.
Yes. That makes sense to me. Like, I don't know.
So we can talk about the first day of advent calendars. Happy advent calendar season.
Katie loves an advent calendar.
They are the best.
Yeah,
they are the best. Like,
jam.
Growing up, we always had like the little chocolate ones. And, you know, as you get older, the chocolate gets a little bit better. But now they've got advent calendars for everything. Like little jams, little wines, little whiskeys. My husband's got one that's a fishing lure every day.
What?
I mean, really just runs the gamut, doesn't it?
So whatever you're into,
socks, Legos.
There's an advent calendar for you.
Yeah, my son's got one with rubber ducks. My daughter's got one with gemstones.
I mean, I look, it is a thing. And if you're into it.
Who's not into it? Who's not into advent calendars?
Look, feel free. If some of you people are out there
yourself.
That want to, 713-881-5500. But that's not what we're here to do today.
No. So talking about advent calendars, I got gifted one.
Yes.
And at first, I was a little upset. Because it wasn't what I expected. Not that I had anything in particular in mind.
I know. Yeah, it's not.
It doesn't give me anything.
There's no gift associated with this advent calendar other than pride.
Which, as it turns out,
Katie loves.
Pretty damn big.
Yeah, it's pretty damn big. Yeah, yeah.
So my husband got me the Haunted Escape Room advent calendar.
That's a fairly thick.
Can
thick
you
advent
break
calendar right
the
there?
Ghost Christmas curse? So this is a 24-day interactive story with puzzles. Riddles and brain teasers.
This is going to be a problem.
That promises hours of screen-free fun.
This is going to be a problem for you. Not because you're going to have troubles. You will be able to probably solve it. I'm pretty good at this type
of
thing.
Hold on.
Like,
let me
you're going to get obsessed. Go ahead.
Before your journey begins, welcome, traveler, to a prison of paper and ink. This is not a book to be read, but a challenge to be survived. Within these pages, a story unfolds, but its path is locked. You are the key.
I'm in. Whoever did this, I'm in. I like it.
Basically, a ghost locked me into a cabin.
This is addictive. That's what this is. This is going to, if you're into this sort of thing.
It's amazing.
This will take over
month. I've only done, obviously, the first page because I'm not going to disobey the golden rule.
What is that?
When you turn the page only when you are certain of your answer.
That's why this is important.
And then you can't turn ahead.
Don't.
You can't cheat.
Don't cheat. Don't rob yourself. Get it right before you move on.
Oh, to look upon a solution you have not earned is to admit defeat. And the magic of your escape will vanish like a ghost in the morning sun.
You lose. You lose everything.
Good luck. You'll need it.
That brings us to day one.
Right? Like the whole story. So there's a prologue, but I'm not going to read it because it's just kind of long. But again, you just kind of get trapped in a cabin. Like I'm out in the woods, freezing. All of a sudden there's a cabin. There's a light.
Oh, hey, this is
salvation.
Great.
I go inside and then the door slams. Now, there is no door.
Oh,
ghostly voice comes out and says, hey, I'm kind of bored. And now I shall keep you captive until you solve my riddles 24. And here we are. Day one. A ghostly voice chuckles and answers with the riddle. I bear no breath, yet hosts do I keep. Upon my spine, their secrets sleep.
Okay.
I neither march, nor dance, nor flee. Yet off I stand where kinfolk be. With limbs of four, yet none that bend. I carry burdens till the end. I've heard debates and clinks of glass. From ancient feasts to modern class. I neither write, nor speak, nor feel. Yet name me right, and truth I'll seal.
I think we both are fairly confident about our guess, but fairly confident after you've been warned not to look upon the answer or lose everything.
I don't want to turn the page.
So what we want is to see if you guys can come up with the same answer that we have in our head. Like basically, if we get it together, it's a lot of the same thing. We will move on. But if it's a lot of different things, maybe we need to look at it through a different lens. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Do you want to hit it one more time?
I bear no breath, yet hosts do I keep. Upon my spine, their secrets sleep. I neither march, nor dance, nor flee. Yet off I stand where kinfolk be. With limbs of four, yet none that bend, I carry burdens till the end. I've heard debates and clinks of glass, from ancient feasts to modern class. I neither write, nor speak, nor feel. Yet name me right, and truth I'll seal.
Can you figure out what that is? We think we have. Let's see what you guys got. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you then.
Trio Katie and Silas. The name of Silas, the author of the haunted Christmas advent calendar that I've received, and also the name of the ghost.
Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange?
He named it after himself. Why not? Why not, buddy? Why not?
That's
what I love this. It's only day one.
I think this is potentially very fun. I don't know how many of you guys are into riddles and solving puzzles and
but
whatever.
But it's an advent calendar.
Yeah, it's an advent
where instead
calendar.
Of getting something every day, you get a puzzle.
It's testing your mind.
And you solve it, and you're working towards this larger story and your freedom.
So we're on day one, which means we've got a puzzle. We've got a riddle that needs to be solved. We think we got it. We are actually having you kind of double check for us today. Make sure we all kind of arrived at the same place before we commit. If you want to help contribute, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rick. I listen to y'all every morning.
God bless you, Rick. We appreciate that. Help us solve this riddle. Give it to him one more
okay,
time.
Okay, Rick. Hold on. Oh, I went to the next page.
Don't look
at it. Which is another riddle. Okay, Rick. I bear no breath, yet hosts do I keep. Upon my spine, their secrets sleep. I neither march nor dance nor flee, yet off I stand where kinfolk be. With limbs of four, yet none that bend, I carry burdens till the end. I've heard debates and clinks of glass from ancient feasts to modern class. I neither write nor speak nor feel, yet name me right, and truth I'll seal.
Rick.
Table.
Rick is going table.
Okay, that's exactly what we said.
Do we want to commit to table?
We're committing to table, Rick.
If it hit all three of us the same way,
We're committing to table.
All right.
And I turn the page.
Oh, God.
You approach the table.
Hell yes. Yes, Rick. Yes.
We're on top of it. And it's early Monday morning.
Right, look at you solving riddles nice and early.
That is
now you need like a dragon's horde.
I do. Exactly. But no, that's riddles three, Katie. He still has two more days to go.
I got 23 more days of this, Rick.
Are you just a riddle connoisseur, Rick? Or are you how does this break down? Are you just an advent calendar guy? Like what are we feeling?
Man, I'm just gifted in many ways, I guess.
Rick contains multitudes, y'all.
Love it.
Rick contains multitudes. Brother, thank you so much. We appreciate it. So what do we have now? Do we want to, do you want to throw it out and then give people a chance?
Well, see, the problem is this one would be a little difficult. Like, you'd have to see it, but you walk to the table, you wipe away a thick layer of dust.
Right.
Your fingers trace a set of deeply carved blocky letters.
Okay.
As you wipe the dust away, the specks blowing in the room form three arrows.
Got it.
And disappear. Z K H U H D V K O L H V.
What the hell?
What is your next step? You have until tomorrow.
Oh dear God. This is gonna literally take all of your time.
I know, I got scratch paper and my pencil.
And vicariously all of my time.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. Frito, Katie, the Bull, as we mentioned, December 1st, which, important to note, means it is, what, I guess 10 days, 9 and change days away.
It's Cyber Monday.
This is an important day.
So depending on where you're shopping, you could still use this as a shopping day.
Absolutely, you could.
If you've selected your Christmas kids.
Yeah. And again, I feel like you kind of toe the line between hurry up. And you still have a lot of time left if you are trying to find those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, we're just reminding you, the gifts have to be back at Mack Hike Chevrolet by December the 10th.
That's right. The deadline is a coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned it early on the show. It's December, and that means so many events.
Dude.
So many things are going to pop up last minute.
It stacks up fast.
Don't let this be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you look at that tag. Get your kiddo the wants, the needs, whatever you can, and bring everything unwrapped but labeled with your kid number to Mack Hike Chevy by Wednesday, December 10th.
Those are two critical points. You don't have to wrap them.
Nope.
Bring them back unwrapped. And then please, for all of our little elves working on this project, make sure you put the Christmas kid number on all of your stuff.
If you would like to be one of those little elves, go to mychristmaskids.com. You can no longer sponsor a Christmas kid. We're out of those, but we do have ways you can get involved. You could donate some cash to cover maybe the fallen Christmas kids or kids that are not returned.
Yeah, which can happen.
Which does happen. And you can also volunteer to work in the toy warehouse, maybe sorting other gifts and things that come through and putting them with certain kids.
Tell me a better Christmas than that. MyChristmasKids.com. Go check it out. Frito and Katie, the Bull. Yes, we do have tickets to the Texans. Yes, it is for the next home game versus the Cardinals, which is not this week, but next week. But we're trying to get ahead of the ball here. Let you guys make some plans. 8:40, we'll play the Wheel of Texans. Be ready.
Coming up, a warning for anyone jumping on this week's Travel Tuesday specials. The unusual piece of gear spotted on Jalen Petrie during Sunday's game. And your annual reminder, the 12 days of Christmas is basically the original luxury flex.
Wonderful.
The things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Have you heard of Travel Tuesday?
Is it a day where you travel or buy travel?
I guess it could be either.
I'm going to guess
it's really the travel industry is trying to push trips on you. But I'm just thinking, yeah, you already got Black Friday.
Yeah.
Small Business Saturday.
Right.
Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Tuesday was supposed to be Giving Tuesday.
I thought it was Giving Tuesday.
Hate that the travel industry and tourism is trying to take over.
But I don't know. Maybe they need it. You know, maybe they badly need some help.
I don't know. Wasn't it weird? So we had record-breaking numbers for online shopping.
Yeah,
we know that, and that's before you even factor in today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I expect today to be through the roof as well.
It will.
Travel for Thanksgiving, also crazy.
Correct.
Now maybe not the kind of travel that they want. They want you to buy really expensive flights and really expensive cruises and.
Yeah.
Destinations. Like,
that's the thing. Yeah, they want it. And then
many
maybe,
zeros.
And maybe there are enough people out there that, you know, can hit that flex.
Well, this is your warning that if the deal seems too good to be true.
Oh, Lord.
It probably is.
Okay.
So you have to do your research, according to the experts. Travel packages, flights, and cruise deals might appear to be 40% off, but you still need to make sure the price hasn't just been inflated to make the deal look better than it really is.
Mm.
Right? Just like during sales events
just
where we
like,
say,
yeah.
Amazon Prime's coming up. All right, we'll write down the price of whatever it is you're going to want to come back to.
Everything you like because they do some funny things with numbers, y'all.
They do. Make sure you know who you're thinking about buying from.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're reputable. They won't leave you stranded. Right? Or they're not pulling the jewelry store play of jacking up the prices so they can pretend to give you that astronomical deal.
Exactly.
Also make sure everything's included in that. It's not, hey, buy it at this price, but then also, do you want to drink anything on that cruise? Including water?
Yeah.
That's another $2,000.
Just be careful.
Be extra cautious.
A good reminder.
Right? Something you might have noticed Sunday as the Texans took on Indianapolis, safety Jalen Petrie was sporting an interesting helmet.
Yes.
Appeared to be extra large. Yep, comically large, really. That's a Guardian cap. It's something a lot of people are talking about now. It's a helmet cover designed to offer extra protection to players. Basically, a giant soft pad that absorbs at least 10% of the force of a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which doesn't sound like much, but
that's a big deal.
It's better than nothing.
That's a big deal.
Players are required to wear them during training camp, I guess, and have been since like 2015, unless
Correct.
They have one of the newer helmet models that are somehow better, but not everyone has, question mark.
Yes.
2024 was the first time they popped up in games. 20 players wore them last season. Petrie suffered a concussion previously in the season. Week 9, maybe?
As I recall.
It was the loss to Denver because that was the first game he's played in since Sunday.
As I recall, they don't like them necessarily because it kind of makes you goofy.
Some people say that.
Protect your dang brain.
It's like the caps that people will wear in rugby, just forgot the name of, but prevents you from getting like cauliflower.
Just wear what you need to do to protect your dome, dude.
Yeah, man, like if it helps.
Only get one.
It helps.
You only get one of those. And also, let's not question the Texans doing anything that they're doing right now. Let's not I hesitate to even talk about
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I hesitate
I'm just telling you
to
what
even
it
discuss.
Is.
Yes.
It's a Guardian.
Right now, whatever they're doing, keep doing the exact same thing. It's good for all of us.
You said you only get one.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about the 12 days of Christmas.
Did Where I miss a verse in there?
I'm sorry. If you, yes.
Eight working brains?
Oh, no. I was thinking quantity.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes.
Like, yes, goes up to 12 and repeats. So actually, it's like 364 some odd items if you're looking at buying all of them, which I love the PNC Christmas Price Index, which tells you the cost. Your true love would run you if you were trying to get them the 12 days of Christmas.
All right. How bad are
we? So just buying all the items in general would set you back $51,476.12.
Okay.
To buy all the gifts repeated.
Yeah, which is the...
A staggering $218,542.98.
It seems like it would be more.
It does.
Based on a few different things. I know it's gone up. Yeah, that's...
But it did feel...
Again, shockingly low. Go through and look at what you're buying here.
It's up 4.5% over last year, but some gifts jump much more in price.
Okay.
That pear tree. Ooh, that cost climbed 13.5%.
Why is a pear tree gonna ding me?
I don't know. The bird prices really didn't go up at all.
Okay, well, that's solid. How about my 5 golden rings?
Single biggest increase, 32.5%.
A third more expensive.
Yep. But still, one of the bargains when you factor everything in. 5 gold rings, $1,649.90.
Oh yeah, that is better than.
When did the Tin Lords of Leaping start beating out the Swans?
I think wage increases. You know,
which is such crap because 9 ladies dancing only half the pay of the 10 Lords of Leaping.
They're lords, dude.
The lords get $16,836. Are they actual lords?
Or is that just like...
Is it self-appointed?
Me lord! Yeah, and things you just... Nine
things ladies say. Dancing, 8,856. 8 maids of milking. God, that's like slave labor. $58.
That's sad.
That's criminal.
That's sad.
That's criminal.
And I will not acknowledge
that. Children? What? What is that? What is that? 11 pipers piping, also really low. $3,797.48.
They're musicians. They do it for the experience.
Know your worst, King.
They do it for the experience. Don't.
But not a lot of bagpipers out there, you know what I mean? I feel like he could charge a little bit more.
Yes, ask high. Ask high if you're in the piping game. Just a hint.
Those are the things you need to know for Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Christine, you there?
No.
Okay, there she is. Sorry, we're worried about there. Technical.
Sorry.
Don't mind us.
Well, good. I've been worried about this for days, so I guess we're all on the same boat.
Well, right. Oh, so you sent us an email about Blaine. Let's talk to Sing out. What's going on with y'all?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with him, to be honest. It's just like I'm getting all these mixed signals from him, and I'm not going to lie, but it's kind of driving me nuts.
Okay. Have y'all been dating long? Like, what's the story? How'd this start?
Yeah, we met in this bookstore that I go to, and I noticed he was buying Atomic Habit. I haven't read it yet, but I've heard some pretty great things. So, you know, I asked him about it, and we just kind of struck up a nice conversation, and he's a really sweet, attractive guy. So when he asked for my number, I was over the moon.
And you guys have been out, like, outside of that bookstore, right?
Oh, yeah. We went out a few times over the last few weeks, and I don't know, like, I thought everything was going really well. Like, there was nothing that jumped out to me about him that made me think he was, like, super crazy or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't, like, the most stimulating conversation, but again, like, we're still in the getting to know each other stage.
Sure.
It feels like less of an interrogation when you're like grabbing a nice dinner or some fancy drinks, you know?
I don't. I'll take your word for it. But
how fancy?
Yeah, you said you thought everything was going really well, though.
I did. Yeah, I mean, we were like definitely vibing. You know, like if anything, I thought we might be moving too fast for the first few weeks because we were spending a lot of time with each other, like morning and night, and then. Like when we weren't together, we were texting or FaceTiming. So it was, it was a lot. Okay.
And that's a bad thing?
No, like not necessarily. I mean, I think it was a good thing, mostly because I really like this guy. I do, but also like I have a life, right? Like I have going on.
Right.
Yeah. Like I'm in a wedding for one of my friends and my office decided to throw a Christmas party and I'm on the planning committee for that. And he just like, he doesn't seem to understand that, it's like, if I couldn't devote 100% of my time to him, his feelings kind of got hurt.
Well, how could you tell?
Was it obvious?
I don't know. It's like just when he started getting weird. Like basically, I have to do this shower weekend thing, and it was coinciding with this like other thing that he had going on that he wanted me to go to with him. And when I told him, it just felt like he just dropped off. So he got a little harder to get a hold of from there.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you think he's just like. Taking this personally or something?
Mm.
The fact that you have this wedding stuff and he's not involved in it?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, maybe. Like, he could just be feeling neglected, right? Like, I don't know. But whatever the case, I was thinking this might be a good way to show him that I haven't forgotten all about him or something.
I'm sure the whole city hadn't forgotten about him.
That's true.
Exactly. Let's get Blaine on the phone. We're going to line him up, and we'll see what we can do. It's coming up next. It's Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Christine and Blaine went out a few times.
Yeah.
Like, she sounded like they were hot and heavy. They were together all the time.
Right.
And it wasn't bad, except
she had things
when
and
he
life
couldn't
and yeah.
be with her. He took that bad lead.
Yeah. Weird. You know, okay. Sure. Sure, sure.
But now he's dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
So let's figure out what's going on. Hey, is this Blaine?
Yeah, what's up?
We're Frito and Katie from The Bull. You know, just calling to have a little chat.
Sorry, I think it's spaced out there.
No worries. Just wanted to ask about a friend of yours. Do you know Christina?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Right.
Sure. You know, I'm not hearing a lot of enthusiasm there, but do you want to talk about it?
I think I kind of need to enforce my boundaries on a few things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What?
Is that Christine?
Yeah, it is. We had her on the other line.
Well, that seems fairly toxic.
Does it?
No, not really. You mentioned boundaries. Like what? Like, what are we looking at here?
I just think this relationship she has with her friends, where she just bends over backwards and caters to her every whim. I just think that's not healthy. You know, it's especially damaging when you're trying to lay the foundation of like a new relationship. You know, it's just a problem, and I think she needs to learn how to say no sometimes.
Huh. No, come on! I don't need to give my friend space. I'm in her wedding. I'm a bridesmaid. Do you know what that even means? Like, there are things that are going to pop up that I'm going to need to do. And yeah, it might occasionally, you know, it might overlap with a night or weekend, something that you want to do too, but
totally.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Yeah. And I hear that. All right. But my main problem here is what just gives you the impression that I'm going to be okay with like any of that, you know, like I'm just going to go along with it. I mean, it's kind of narcissistic, you know?
What
is
it? I'm sorry. Did you just call me a narcissist?
Well, I mean, you know, if the label fits, I'm just saying.
But,
like, what am I to think? You're not respecting my boundaries. All right. You're not respecting my attachment style, which is a whole other issue. Okay. But you don't seem very concerned with any of the trauma you're causing me and have caused me over the last few weeks. And I think we need to sit down and talk about this.
Okay, first of all, I think you're legitimately misusing, like, all of these words.
I think so, too. I thought so, too.
Think?
Yeah, okay, so I guess we should add gaslighting to the list.
No, that's not what that means.
Dude. I think the narcissist label is pretty fitting, don't you guys?
Blaine, if it helps at all, we talked to her for several minutes. She doesn't seem like a narcissist.
No.
Like, she came across to me as someone willing to go above and beyond to, like, fight for what she wants.
That's narcissistic. I don't know.
In this case, that would be you.
Well, it was.
Now, okay, so it's a friend, I guess, who's monopolizing all of her time.
No, that's pretty standard for people in a wedding party.
It is.
It just kind of goes with the territory.
Yeah, but look, all I can tell you, I've had a lot of experience here, okay? I mean, I put in the work, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right,
I spent my time doing research, trying to be the kind of guy that women say they want. Everyone complains of male toxicity, you know, but when you call them on their own, right, they just don't seem to take it very well.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, you said you're putting in the work, like, what kind of work?
I read, you know, I read books. Maybe you should try sometime, you know? Instead of ambushing people or whatever is.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying if Christine was a little more elevated, right, and could enforce her own boundaries with these quote unquote friends of hers, right, maybe we'd have a chance at a relationship. You know, I told her I'd rather we do something that weekend. She just refused.
I don't have anything I need to work on, though.
I'm pretty sure everyone else listening is going to disagree with that.
Thank y'all for being on the show today.
It was illuminating.
We appreciate it.
What an evolved male.
Well, clearly she's got, everyone will agree. She's got serious.
Yeah, she's a total narcissist.
She's a narcissist. That because she's in a, she's a narcissist. She's a narcissist. I mean, are we blind? Did she hypnotize us somehow in the 10 minutes?
In the setup.
Talk,
what did he say? She wasn't elevated enough. I think I am not elevated enough.
We might understand
where he was coming from.
Maybe we haven't done the work.
Yeah, just, I don't read.
I apparently.
Maybe
some of you guys are slightly more elevated and can clue us in on what we missed.
What is Atomic Habits? Now I got to know.
Thomas tried to pretend.
Self-help of some sort.
Call us. Weigh in.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I feel silly and stupid because I can't recognize a narcissist when I see one. Why am I laughing about this? This might be serious. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
He sounds like he's trying to control her.
He sounds being controlled almost.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, again, you're trying to monopolize this girl's time, right? I mean, that's the problem. He can't monopolize her time. That's really what this boils down to.
How is he going
to
call her a narcissist when he has all the narcissistic, like,
qualities?
You think he is the narcissist?
Well, I think it's narcissistic to assume that someone would spend all of their waking time with you.
That is
right,
a little
and
bit
to
bizarre.
Demand that, actually,
like in
as
any,
like a requirement.
In any set of circumstances. Yeah. Like, that's not the way this,
like,
is supposed
how
to work.
How dare she want to spend time with anyone else? Aren't I enough?
Yeah.
Gaslighting? He was the only one gaslighting.
I don't know. I don't know that I understand any of these words. I've just heard them so much.
I hate them so much.
I don't. It's just what people call someone they don't like. But yes, this sounds like the behavior that he seems to be criticizing. So maybe that is why we are so confused. Thank you so much for the call.
I think he read the books, but he did not internalize the books. There's a disconnect.
Victim when he's victimless, honestly.
Yes. Lord. Hey, thank you. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
The biggest thing that I can just say is don't walk, run.
Run. Run away from this man.
Very quickly.
I get that same vibe, honestly.
How many dates they've been on? A few dates? And he's like, you can't do a wedding because it's cutting into my time and you're not respecting my boundaries.
Boundaries.
There's another word I don't understand. Where's the bound? Like, that's not his boundaries or what?
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, is the boundary you can't go to a wedding? Weddings bother me? Because weddings cut into my me time? I don't... None of these words are being used correctly.
That's the guy that's going to trap you in his basement.
No.
Oh, no doubt.
Everything
was used very, very incorrectly. And he definitely gives off, like, the creepy, like, I'm going to steal you and, like, chain you up and
yes!
not in a good
yes,
way.
Yes, there's basement
and
risk.
Not in a good way.
There's basement.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the call.
Like, wow.
Wow, indeed.
Not all handcuffs are created equal.
Stop. Go ahead. What do you have for us today? Good morning.
When I heard his name, Blaine, that said enough for me. If you have to read a book to be the perfect gentleman on a date, you need to reevaluate your life. And he's the narcissist in anything.
I think so, too.
If they're not in a committed relationship, she don't have to change her plans for anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's early days.
Exactly, like, right.
She doesn't owe you a wild demand.
I've been with
my wife for 35 years, and I didn't read a book to get her.
Did you do a lot of field research?
I didn't do any kind of field research. I just saw her and walked up and asked her to dance. That's all I did.
Oh, look at this guy right here.
That.
Sometimes the old ways
are the best ways.
No, this guy, Blaine, the moment I heard his name, I told my wife, I said, yeah, that's a lot of the
problem. You legitimately were out from Blaine. Like, at Blaine, you're like, this is going to be a train wreck. We should just move on.
Blaine, Preston, and a couple, like,
Any
other name like that.
Can you text us a full list so we can keep this on our person?
At least know when they pop up.
So we can at least have
inbox.
A warning. Thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Congratulations on y'all's time together.
Absolutely. God bless.
Bye.
Rito and Katie, The Bull. Good morning. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Blaine said his date, Christine,
yes,
was a narcissist.
Yes.
Because she dared spend time outside of his company.
There was so much in there. There's like something about attachment styles.
Oh, I didn't even.
We not understand what attachment styles are?
Like, I don't know what those are. I've never heard that phrase in my life.
His attachment style apparently is like Velcro. Like, he ain't ever coming off.
He's a stage 5 clinger.
Good Lord. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
So this guy is upset because she's prioritizing her time for her friend's wedding.
Correct.
One weekend. Well, seemingly one weekend.
And she's a narcissist,
yeah,
for
exactly.
that.
Correct. Narcissist.
I think he's reading from Narcissist 101 is what he's reading on.
Yeah, he's reading the wrong books.
Is that audible? I think he's reading the right book, but he's putting different information out there. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I think there's a profound misunderstanding. Quite frankly, it's not just him. I feel like a lot of people will throw out some of these
words.
There's
no shortage of misinformation. That's it. So I don't know what it is he's consuming. But, and it is possible he's consuming the wrong source material.
It could be because he's way off. Yeah. Like we get that. He's way off.
Yeah, but I don't think it's an Atomic Habits book.
I mean, I understand needing to prioritize the foundation for a new relationship.
Right.
I get that. That part I get. But she's in a wedding for one of her lifelong friends. That doesn't mean she's taking time away from him in the long run.
No.
It's a wedding. You have to, when you're in the wedding party, I've been in several wedding parties, and you have to commit to that as well. It's a commitment
These things tend to come up. Yeah,
but it's also a fixed timeline.
Yeah, and it's
so
over.
Yeah, you just get through it, and then it's
over,
done.
Right, and then you're back to basics.
But like you said, with a new relationship and needing to put in the time, that is true, but that should be a want. It should be something you want to do, not something someone is forcing you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if that's the case,
exactly.
Then...
Red flag right there. Sorry. Homegirl is better off, for real.
No, I think we all agree on
maybe she can find someone at the wedding.
Hey, you know what? Maybe so. Maybe so. Like, I mean, that's got to work out better than the bookstore at this
point. Ask him if he reads self-help, and if he says no,
you're in.
You go for it, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's in the wrong self-help section. Maybe he needs to venture out.
He got turned around.
Maybe call it actual therapist. Like, that could be a bonus, you know. I mean, a little pricier, but it works, I think. I'd like to believe.
He might better learn definitions of words at this point.
Well, that's a completely different section.
Spotty,
let's just get him a dictionary.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Word.
You too.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
I was literally about to say, what soft economy? And then I look at this link that you just sent me.
I don't know what...
people are selling their gold
for extra,
to survive.
Yeah, I don't know what you have over there. But I was sending you that when you said... That Black Friday set records. And I don't know what to believe anymore. Because I literally am just looking at this thing about people and like, hey, look, gold's pretty high.
It's
really high. And people are like, you know, I'm going to sell the family jewels.
Before you sell your kidneys, sell your gold.
Go sell your gold. People go into the gold getting place with their grandma's stuff. You're like, I need some extra cash.
Please,
I need some cash. I need to survive. Meanwhile... Katie's got something over there that says we're all rich as hell.
Dude, shoppers spent a record $11.8 billion.
Goose?
Billion with a B.
How?
Online.
What am I?
During Black Friday.
Just the online?
9.1% more than last year. People also spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't get it, dude.
The busiest online shopping hours were between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when shoppers spent $12.5 million every minute. $12.5 million every minute.
Again, are there enough people out there that can, you know, splurge on? Yes.
Five people
Do some people have credit cards that aren't maxed out? Yeah, presumably.
But everything was up. Retail sales online and in stores up 4.1%.
Because stuff was more expensive? Does that make a difference?
I don't know. They say people bought fewer items. but they spent more money. So yeah, prices went up.
Or they were buying expensive stuff.
Or like, they're more careful with their money because they're worried about jobs and tariffs and all that.
I don't get it, dude. I truly don't understand if it's like, if this is like the best economy ever.
Or the worst. Or we're
all falling apart. I don't know.
It's very confusing.
Oh,
very crazy. Confusing. Wow. And of course, that's not taking into account any of the numbers from today. But if you are shopping for Cyber Monday, experts warn parents to stay away from these dangerous toys.
Let's go.
Do you remember when it was just choking hazards and lead paint that you had to worry about?
Just. Those are still
very much real.
Still very much
but
a problem.
But now the list is seriously like all AI. It's all AI toys. And a lot of the toys we've already discussed, like that teddy bear. There's also something called a Miko or a Miko 3, which are little robots that can collect your kids' sensitive data.
Yeah.
Including recordings of their voices. The counterfeit Labubu dolls, so Lafufus. They're saying, look, they might seem all friendly and whatnot, but they are definitely made with hazardous materials.
Mm-hmm.
They have not been checked by anyone or anything.
Yeah.
And they come with choking hazards.
Yes, they do.
E-bikes, kids love them because they're fun and efficient, but experts caution kids under the age of 13 might not have the skills required to safely handle them.
Right, because you're just throwing your kid essentially, not a car, but a motor vehicle.
It gets pretty fast, man. Like up to 30 miles per hour.
They're hawking them right now on TV as we speak.
And the problem is they're heavier.
Yes, they are.
So a lot of kids aren't anticipating that. So they're harder to maneuver. They're more difficult for the younger kids. So just kind of keep that in mind.
Yes.
And then Crazy Art Gem X jewelry kits. They were recalled earlier this year because they contain dangerous chemicals. But they're still available on sites. I know eBay's got them. So
that's not good.
Double check.
Just before
you pull the trigger.
Okay.
In other news, let's talk about NORAD. NORAD, defending the homeland and watching for Santa since 1955.
Yeah, totally.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're the guys tasked with watching the skies and the waterways and all that, you'd definitely be interested in a guy that travels the entire world in a mere 24 hours once a year.
If anyone had an interest in watching
Santa, I'd keep my eye on that guy, too.
It's NORAD.
Make sure we keep him happy.
Answer's always NORAD.
Know where he is at all times. So they are gearing up for their 70th year of tracking old Saint Nick.
Holy cow.
And they've kicked it off with a new website full of games, music. There's a countdown. Santa's coming in just 22 days, 18 hours, whatever minutes. Everyone panic.
Love it.
There's also a virtual North Pole the kids can explore. And they've got an app now. They're with it. They're with the times.
Very nice.
They also say you can get updates from Alexa and OnStar. If you're in the car,
stop it. Really?
And they offer it in like 200 languages now. So from 4 a.m. to midnight, Mountain Standard Time, volunteers answer the calls about Santa's location. And as they note on their site, any later than that, the kids should be in bed because Santa won't come unless the children are asleep.
That's a good point.
Which is why they don't offer predictions about when exactly Santa will be at your house.
Very good point.
Because he got to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is a massive North American-wide effort powered by the U.S. and Canadian teams, plus like dozens of other contributors.
Right.
I just love that it's something we can still enjoy.
It's a beautiful. It is. It's a beautiful tradition. Very
undertaking, but high fives all around.
Yes.
Let's talk about Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash. His estate is suing Coca-Cola over the use of a sound-alike in one of the beverage company's ads. Now, I was thinking this was AI.
Oh,
this was
okay.
But it is not, as it turns out. It is not AI, but here's the commercial.
All right. College football stadium, Michigan. With fire
and sun. Oh, and that sounds like Johnny Cash, doesn't it? Suing. The lawsuit alleges the beverage maker used an unauthorized imitation of Johnny's voice in this national advertising campaign.
Right.
They say it violates Tennessee's recently enacted Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, the Elvis Act, as well as federal false endorsement laws and state consumer protection statutes. The voice is a Johnny Cash tribute singer.
Oh!
It is a man, and his name is Sean Barker.
That is tragic. Because, like,
that's interesting.
I'll say this. I've seen this commercial.
Yeah, so have I.
I thought it was Johnny Cash. I was just like, well, I don't really know the song, but I'm going to assume that, it's clearly, whatever, whatever. It's the type of, spot you drop a little Johnny in to sauce it up. But that Even if you're like saying, hey, we just want him to sound like Western country, the fact that he's a Johnny Cash impersonator, that sinks your ship completely. Y'all hosed, dude. Hosed. Completely out to dry on this.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, the Bull. Like I said, I'm trying. Like, this is intentional. You need to know this is intentional. We could be going all in talking about, hey, four-game win streak, hey, in the playoff hunt, blah, 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 blah. We are trying to pretend that is not happening because I firmly believe if we all of a sudden jumped all in, we would blow whatever this karma is. So we are doing what we always do. Talk about the Texans a little bit, give away tickets to the Texans, and hope for the best. Hope for the best. Now, obviously, this week, going on the road to play the Chiefs. Next week, back at home to play the Arizona Cardinals. And if you want to go, all you're going to have to do is beat the Texans. Nailed it.
The Wheel of Texans, obviously. The game where knowing your J.J. Watt stats and how to correctly say pecan pie might score you Texans tickets.
It might. Remember that. That still has not, that card, to my knowledge, as I look on the wheel, has not been played. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. If you get through, we get you on the phone. We're going to spin the wheel three times. It's going to provide you questions from three different categories. You get two out of three correct. If you do, boom, you win.
We do give you multiple choice.
Yes,
for every trivia question we've got.
Very attainable.
Yep. 713-881-5500
is our phone number. We will talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, the Bull. Man, nobody loves a bandwagon quite like Frito.
Oh, hey, here's what I want you to remember. I am very self-aware about this. That is why I am behaving in the way that I am behaving. I do not want to do, I'm not...
Okay.
Not doing anything different than I normally would. Just going to continue on with our week. Again, hope for the best. Welcome to the Wheel of Texans.
Where we crank up the Lone Star energy and we test your Texas knowledge.
In all facets.
Yep, it's trivia about Texas, Texans, the Texans, anything and everything.
That's right.
Is on this wheel.
So
we'll spin it three times and see how we do.
Let's get to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, good morning. You are our first contestant in the Wheel of Texans. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. First spin of the wheel this morning.
Texas Time Machine.
Texas Time Machine, Shannon. What city is considered the oldest town in Texas? Established in 1779.
Oh.
Was it A, Victoria, B, Nacogdoches, or C, Bernie? Important to note, this is something the town calls itself.
They actually...
Yeah, they use it.
Okay, all right.
They refer to themselves as the oldest town in Texas. Is that A, Victoria, B, Nacogdoches, or C, Bernie?
B, Nacogdoches?
Absolutely.
One for one.
Hotly contested title. Obviously, different cities are going to measure their age by different criteria.
That is interesting. Like,
we're talking about the date of European exploration.
Yeah. What are
continuous
you?
Continuous habitation.
Right. Or, like how that's that. Anyway.
Official government designation as a town, which is, I think, what Nacogdoches has going for it.
Not a bad one if you got to use one.
Bulls on parade.
Bulls on parade. Texans trivia. Shannon. Which wide receiver caught passes for the Texans from 2013 to 2019 and was famous for one-handed catches? Was it A, DeAndre Hopkins, B, Braxton Miller, or C, Jaden Higgins?
I want to say A.
I also want to say A.
You should say A.
That is the correct answer.
My God.
That gets it done. That gets it done.
Very impressive one-handed highlight reel.
Just a highlight, yeah, right from out of nowhere. Yep, just snag it.
Yep.
Snag it.
Lots of one-handed catch. coaches.
That is, see, that's the
made
thing.
Made by players. That, yeah, NFL, as it turns out.
Back, if you, back in the day, you saw a one-handed grab. You also wouldn't see people hurdling other players as much as you do now. That is something that somehow has become really shockingly too common in the game. But Texans.
Yeah, you get to see it all live.
You get to see it break down in person. Cardinals, Texans, NRG, you're going to go.
I'm so excited.
All right, hang on the lines. Frito and Katie, hey, cold, wet start to December. Glad it's here, finally. But you do have to keep in mind, if you are one of the people that is sponsored one of our Christmas kids, we do want your gifts back. Not today. I'm not to rush anyone. But you do need to get them back to Mack Hike Chevy by December the 10th.
So that's next Wednesday.
Yes.
Which means you still have a lot of time. You still have shopping time. If you want to take advantage of the deals today on Cyber Monday, you are encouraged to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want anyone stressing if you get to Tuesday and realize you haven't yet brought anything back.
This is, yeah, we're just trying to keep. Just a reminder.
This is a friendly reminder.
Absolutely. Not
the
a stressed reminder.
Reminders, those come next week.
Those, you will know them when you hear them, y'all. I promise you. You will know them when you hear them.
But if you've got everything ready to go, take it now.
Yeah.
Just drive on by Mack Hike Chevrolet. Remember, we need all these new gifts unwrapped.
Unwrapped.
That's key. Now, we would like you to label them and have them as together as you can. And if you're thinking, well, do I label by the name? Or we do have some repeat names.
Yes.
So instead, use that unique kid number. It's the red number
mm-hmm.
on your tag or on the tag that we emailed you.
Legitimately why it's there.
Write that on everything. We will make sure it's organized correctly and everything gets to the right kid in time for Christmas.
If you want more details or some of that went by real fast, don't worry. Jump over. Have it online. MyChristmasKids.com.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Brought to you by McDonald's. Julia, welcome. How are we doing today?
Great, thank you.
All right, Julia, you're trying for trivia mastery here. 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to get them all correct. All you need to know, minus that, is you can pass on any question. Just say pass, we'll go to the next one, and you can get a second crack at your passes, assuming we have time left at the end. The only thing is you can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Julie's ready. Katie,
yep.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Name the type of house cat with tricolor fur that's almost exclusively female.
Calico.
How many reindeer does Santa have?
12.
Name the yoga pose. Stand on one leg with the sole of the other foot on your inner thigh or calf, hands in prayer or extended overhead.
Oh, dang.
Pass.
The Jackson 5 was made up of 5 brothers. Name 2.
Tito and Michael.
What ocean loosely translates into Sea of Atlas?
Atlantic.
What is California's state animal?
Pass.
What does IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
In what movie does Robert De Niro say, "You talking to me?"
Taxi Driver.
Oak trees can live to be over 1,000 years old. True or false?
True.
What does the phrase enchanté mean?
Enchanted.
Name the yoga pose. Stand on one leg.
Okay, all right. Well, we got 10. That's good.
We did get through 10.
Let's review.
She did great. I know you feel like you didn't, but you did.
You really did very well.
Did I? Okay, cool.
Okay, so we missed Santa's reindeer. 12.
Oh,
he should have about 12. But according to the original, he's got 8.
And
but it's 9. 9 is the answer.
8 plus
this would have been the only time where I would have said you were wrong. Rudolph absolutely counts, so it's 9. It's 9. Uh-huh. Name the yoga pose. Stand on one leg with the sole of the other foot on your inner thigh or calf, hands in prayer or extended overhead. It's a fundamental balance pose, and it was loved by WeFit.
Is it the crane?
The tree pose.
The tree.
It's like one of the only poses I remember from Wii Fit.
Okay.
I loved it. Right. Crane is that crazy one where you like get up on your arms and you have to put your legs on your arm.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
And you like awkwardly balance.
That is like a yogi pose.
That
is an injury waiting to happen every time.
And what is California State animal?
No clue.
I have no idea.
It's on the flag.
It's the bear. The bear. The state animal's the bear.
California grizzly.
I love it.
Oh, I almost said mountain lion, so I'm glad I
passed.
Also a great, great guess, Julia. Please sign up again at thebullhouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
In a nuclear war.
Are you really going to start out?
Which American cities would go down first? Thought exercise.
Okay.
No, actually, it's been looked into.
So we
According to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, these are America's top nuke target cities.
Oh, God. Wow. All right. What are we looking at? I mean, New York, L.A.
Yeah. 2 and 3.
Atlanta. I'm going to go Atlanta.
8.
I'm going to go, Boston? Is
12.
Okay, all right, 12?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of far. That's a big port and everything. I'm trying to, San Antonio, military. All the military.
Mm-mm.
Not even in there.
Not in the top 14. I just have the top 14.
Okay.
No, Detroit, major hit to manufacturing.
Well, Detroit's already a nuclear disaster.
It's also Vegas.
Kidding.
But they really just put it on
Vegas?
There and wrote, because why the hell not?
That doesn't count, y'all. Like, why would you? No one needs to cook.
No
Vegas.
One's going to Vegas right now.
No one's the. Yeah, it's not a. That's not a.
Don't put that on them.
Area 51 is in Vegas. Area 51 is outside of Vegas, right there. They used to do the nuclear test there.
I think that wouldn't hit the same.
Well, yeah, it's Vegas adjacent.
As like
Henderson.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's not, yeah, exactly.
The nation's capital.
I would think D.C. would be the top of the pile.
Right? It is. It is number one. San Francisco was number four.
San Francisco.
A massive hit to the tech sector.
That's right.
And then coming in at number five, Houston. Energy infrastructure makes it a prime target.
Oh, no, we're not that.
We're actually the only ones where it says makes them a prime target.
No, we're not that important. It is like, do we need to start a campaign? Like, what do we need to? You're going to nuke anyone.
We're not that great.
We're not that great. There's so many other cities you'd rather. There's so many other cities you'd rather torch before you get to us. Like, just, yeah.
That's fun. I don't know what you do with that information.
Second round, third round, fourth round, hey, you know, I don't know. But definitely, we're not first seed nukes. Not first seed nukes.
I wouldn't have thought so.
But anyway. Shall we talk about college football and the mess that it has become?
I'm confused.
Okay.
So sure.
Okay, so let's just go through the basics. Here's the stuff that probably affects most of the people listening. Yes.
A&M lost to Texas.
A&M lost at the...
One loss, and now they're not.
You know what they always
going to the championships?
Yeah, they're not going to the SEC championships. They're out with one loss, and the reason is Alabama beat Georgia, and Georgia beat Texas. Now Texas beat A&M, so back of the line.
So
boys.
If so facto ergo sum,
it doesn't make any sense. But it does answer the question that everyone's always asked. Well, boys, would you rather go 11-1 with that one loss being to Texas, or go 1-11? And beat Texas. It's always a hypothetical they throw. It's
11-1.
Don't tell Aggies that right now. It's not pleasant. The only thing less pleasant is listening to Longhorns who now believe they are in the college playoffs, which I'm sorry.
It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
Sit down.
That is not going to happen. You can hard sell it as much as you want. So that was the big thing. But the other problem is the coaching carousel, which is the Lane Kiffin basically burning Ole Miss to the ground. And I believe you know
who
Lane
Kiffin is. How can he even do that?
I have no idea. This is like Bill Belichick quitting before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or like if you're a basketball fan, this would be like the like Coach K back when he was at Duke quitting in March. He's like, hey, I'm out. I'm going somewhere else.
It really ruins the sport.
And not only is
right?
it,
like,
yeah, I see a lot of people are asking this question. The question they're asking is, was he wrong? Because technically, you know, if they fired him.
But they didn't.
They can fire you whenever they want to fire you.
But they didn't fire him.
They didn't. He quit. And he quit on the team. But they're in the playoffs.
He quit for another job.
For another job. Who's a direct competitor?
Before the end of the season.
Before the end of the season.
That really bothers me. Can't you not do that in the major leagues?
In the pros? Hell no. Hell no, that's not allowed. No universe is that allowed. But in college, there are no rules. Problem is,
there needs to be some rules.
Well, was he wrong? Was he right? It sets a precedent. And here's how you know. The same day, two other coaches did the same thing. Tulane's coach said, hey, I'm out of here. And one of the Florida directional schools, I'm out of here. Bigger jobs down the road. I just very, very, very gross. And honestly, I think we will keep learning more about this as the week goes on. And I have no doubt it will get grosser and less fun, which is exactly what you want from your football. On that note, have a fantastic day. Maybe get more into the NFL. We'll see you tomorrow.